Coach of the Universe, written in November on the 7th, 2017. I don't know what's going on. It's really puzzling me. You'd think there's something very wrong stopping me be free. The part I like about this mess that is especially new, exploration of the flesh, but with a heavenly view. It was the Lord who got me up. I wanted much more sleep. He seems to want to fill my cup. His wishes I must keep. He's got me in a special place where I find I'm rejoicing, despite the knotty bind I face. Is this all his anointing? I ran the speck that would define how I see where I'm at. I wouldn't use the word sublime, yet that's exactly that. Essentially, I'm quite content, almost it seems exuberant, not sure where the worry went when faced with the assailant. The rationale is very clear. My vow to not ask questions for 90 days. I must give ear, no regular intercessions. However, I can ask one thing. Whenever I feel hopeless, I can ask for coaching and then see all his goodness. I wanted to sleep, to stay retired. 'Twas clearly off the table. Coach of the universe, I heard. Get up. I'm sure that you are able. When put this way, how could I stay so cozy, warm, and snuggled? So I got up to meet the day, his poetic love unbridled. So here we are, exploring the tension in the night. The day will soon be dawning, the Lord will put me right. Not sure where to go now with this rhyme or reason. I sense the poem somehow has sprung a different scansion. So why so tense? No recompense, just tied up in a knot. Dry rot. I can't agree to let you free. This is the price to pay. You pay. Who's this with your hiss? You have no rights over me. You see? I do. So shoo. Don't waste my time. Not mine. No dice. The price was paid long ago. So go. Terms confirms. I hang my hat on that. Your chat. I defer. I prefer my coach and heavenly master. You defer. All right. A fight. We'll see who will conquer. Encounter. Faith. My faith. I place in my Redeemer King. You sing. And by the way, I heard the last word. You lost on the cross when Christ died for me. QED. Over to you, coach. Amen.